Hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, I can't wait to share a couple of hours of intriguing new tunes that I've discovered this week, and I hope you can stick around for your weekly dose of Canadian music. Let's hear what Kurz, Domland, and Victoria Staff have to say. Over in Toronto, we've got something from Bridget Eves, and we'll also check out a new Prairie Blush song. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Songs from Big Blue, and you'll hear a brand new single from Kip Harness. So ahead of the show, where would you draw the line on things that you would purchase from a vending machine? Think about it. Right now, let's celebrate Spanish in South America with a couple of down south themed tracks to get the show started. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here in Coasting, radio that turns up the volume and turns down the problem.
Estrellados, las estrellas se juntaron, constelaciones se formaron. El amor es una enfermedad. Nuevas perspectivas, la visión ya corregida, y el amor es una enfermedad. Escuchan, te dicen cosas que no te importan. Superhéroes ya no existen, no. Felicidad es una simple ilusión. La luz por el espejo, una reflexión. No es así que encuentras paz interior. Me han dicho muy seguido, tu corazón comió al mío. Aún todavía hay amor. Las estrellas se juntaron, constelaciones se formaron. El amor es una enfermedad. Nuevas perspectivas, la visión ya corregida. Y el amor es una enfermedad. Tan defectuosa está, cabrón, toda la cosa. Y el amor es una enfermedad.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fei from their album Hit the Light. Well, Montreal's Wet Ink gives us Estrellados, translated as starry. This emotionally raw song is sung in Spanish and is built around imagery of collapse, disillusionment, and the painful clarity that follows a broken dream. You'll find it on the album Bien Roto. And before that, Cover Drive's South America is an alternative pop song released last May. The London Project is known for its lo-fi pop rock sound, and they say this track is a metaphorical anthem about escapism and breaking free from daily routines. Here's Alan Dobb, continuing his tradition of releasing quietly influential, community-connected songs rather than mainstream chart acts. Let's spin At the Bridge on Coasting.
Through the valleys of time, the salmon rivers flow. Meadows, the beaver in the bed. After 1862, nothing would ever be the same. Listen to the coyote and the crow. A few strong trees left to see another year. After the silent killer landed on the shore. From the Shetland Isles, I would also come by sea, but I found love among your sons and daughters. High up on the mountain, we rode side by side, shared the cold and the fire, we looked over every ridge. Rivers come together. The water is warm. I will meet you down there at the bridge. By some strange design, why we'll never know, we're waiting all aboard train. I can't speak for you, but I'll give you my pen. I know the land means everything and more. High on the mountain, we rode side by side, shared the cold and the fire. We looked over every ridge. Stories, books and songs. Like my Samuel Stone, the words live on through a mother and a son. And they will meet you down at the bridge.
Coasting, your source for great music.
Toronto solo artist Charlotte Day Wilson gives us another raw and graceful display of her dedication, artistry, and growth. The notes on the YouTube upload say, the track is part of her forthcoming album Field Notes, framed as an anthem of resilience for every generation. And prior to that, BC Folk Island roots musician Alan Dobb just shared At the Bridge, the first single from the April full-length Afterlife Sessions. The artist brings to the foreground regional history, Indigenous settler intersections, and lived experiences. Well, here's up-and-comer Dana Manning, a Juno-nominated Canadian folk artist, a veteran of Lilith Fair, and early 2000s Canadian folk pop. She often blends personal storytelling with regional imagery. Here's Better Days on Coasting.
One lost soul wandering in a lost world. Love lighthouse beckoning a better world. See it coming, but it wasn't our turn.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
My wildest dreams. When I look, I see heaven. When our eyes meet, set from up above, pure and filled with trust. Show me how to love. With you, I got to feel something that I thought I would never touch. After all I've been through. It's the realest life I know. You're not around, I still feel you. Whenever I wake,
So Domland is a neo-soul artist from Ottawa whose music lives at the intersection of soul, R&B, hip-hop, and jazz. The project operates in that quietly emerging tier of artists who release emotionally direct, home-recorded material. No Distance is lifted from the three-track EP, Dipped in Black. And ahead of that, Better Days is a single from Stratford singer-songwriter Dana Manning, released ahead of her album Field Notes. It marks a late career creative upswing for Manning, who has moved from a major label folk pop sound in the late 90s to a more grounded, roots-forward, independently steered sound. But here's Kurz, who are part of Vancouver's DIY bedroom pop micro scene. Let's spin Lifelines on Coasting.
I've been
So Curse is a Vancouver-based project described on Bandcamp as music for when you were blue, but I've accepted it. They're part of a broader Canadian wave of soft-spoken, emotionally literate artists who blend gentle melancholy with acceptance, rather than despair. The new 5-track EP called Come On, Let's Go was just out early February. Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay with us when we're back. What's next for the Vending Machine? Until then, let's go back a few years and revisit a stunning track from the debut self-titled by Vought called Do You See Any Human in My Being? The song's emotional core is a mix of anger, exhaustion, and clarity. The narrator recognizes how they're being consumed and refuses to pretend otherwise.
Make spacey noise, like choop choop choop. Make noises, okay?
This is Charles Spearin, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
My name's Carla Harris, and I'm an access analyst in Regina, Saskatchewan. I got into this field after working in event planning when my disability showed me that any building with an accessible design could still host events I couldn't take part in. Community radio stations across Canada build a broad roster of radio shows with different perspectives, and if you haven't heard a story like yours on community radio, contact us to get involved. Join the conversation online with the hashtag Accessible Community Radio or Accessible Radio.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, broadcasting with 3 million microwatts of power.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and you're listening to me, Cindy, on Absolutely Frivolous. This is an all-audio comedy show, and we have tons of different comedy. We put on stand-up, songs, improv, we have interviews with funny people, all kinds of funny stuff. If we can find it, we put it on the air for you. Please check it out. Please keep tuning in, 101.9 FM. Garrison Keillor is an American author, storyteller, humorist, and radio personality. He is known as host of the Minnesota public radio show, A Prairie Home Companion. He was born in Anoka, Minnesota, the son of Grace Ruth and John Philip Keillor, who was a carpenter and a postal worker. Garrison Keillor started his professional radio career in November 1969 with Minnesota Educational Radio, now Minnesota Public Radio, and distributing programs under the American Public Media brand. He hosted the morning program in the weekday drive time slot of 6 to 9 a.m. on KSJR 90.1 FM at St. John's University in Collegeville, which the station called A Prairie Home Entertainment. The show's eclectic music was a major divergence from the station's usual classical fare. During this time, he also began submitting fiction to The New Yorker, where his first story, Local Family Keeps Son Happy, appeared on September 19, 1970. Garrison Keillor resigned from the morning program in February of 71 to protest what he considered an attempt to interfere with his musical programming. The show became A Prairie Home Companion when he returned again in October. Garrison Keillor has written numerous magazine and newspaper articles and more than a dozen books for adults as well as children. In addition to writing for The New Yorker, he has written for The Atlantic Monthly and Salon.com. He's also authored an advice column at Salon.com under the name Mr. Blue. Following a heart operation, he resigned in September of 2001, his last column being titled Every Dog Has His Day. This is Garrison Keillor on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Santa Fe Brand Paper Punch. If you've ever tried to put papers in a loose leaf binder out on the trail, you know that the old method of punching holes just doesn't work. Now there's a punch that fits any saddlebag and makes holes that are smooth, not jagged, and evenly spaced. And now the Lives of the Cowboys.
Care for more beans?
No, thank you.
I got plenty.
Yeah, I see that. No thanks.
I just have to throw them out.
Well, you just do that. That's right. Skunks will eat them.
By the way, did you know that in a bowl of Irish bean soup, there are exactly 239 beans?
No.
Suppose you're wondering why. Because if there was one more bean, it would be too farty. Yeah, that was a joke there.
I suspected it was a joke, yeah. Yes.
What, you don't care for jokes?
Well, I like jokes. I just don't laugh at them, not sure.
You don't laugh?
No, I don't laugh.
Well, how come that is?
I don't know. I just never did. Mm-hmm.
Is it because of you and that Evelyn Bibelot? Hmm?
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that.
I think it is. I think you're still in love with her, even though she broke up with you.
No, she found somebody else here, Dusty, and...
Yeah.
She's got married and everything. So. Right.
Well, you're still in love, I can tell, because your eyes don't focus there.
My eyes don't focus because out here on the windswept, godforsaken prairie, there's nothing to focus on.
Well. You know,
except for that cactus over there. I don't care to look at that, so.
Yeah, anyway. So, the old man died of a heart attack one Sunday morning when he was making love to his wife.
I see.
They made love every Sunday morning in time to the church bells ringing, which was a nice rhythm for them. Mm-hmm. Then, unfortunately, the ice cream truck came along.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that one before, actually.
I know, but it's a classic.
You told it yesterday.
All right, fine. How about this one here? Where are the Virgin Islands?
Nowhere near the Isle of Man, I can tell you that.
I told you that one, too, huh?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, what happened when the chicken slept under the car?
Under the car? She woke up oily the next morning.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Why should you wear two pairs of pants when you play golf?
In case you get a hole in one.
Uh-huh. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head? Cliff.
I know. I heard that joke.
All right. Did you hear about the mechanic who was addicted to brake fluid?
Addicted to brake fluid?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
He said it was no problem. Right. He could stop anytime.
Right, exactly.
The Kleenex factory workers who went on strike?
That's right. Now everyone will have to pick it.
All right. Well, okay, okay.
I mean, it's all jokes. Old jokes.
How am I supposed to get new jokes? Huh? Out here on the trail. I mean, you just have to use the ones I got over and over again.
Looks like we got visitors coming yonder.
I think you're
couple
right
of
there.
Rough hombres over there.
Very rough.
One of them looks like Big Messer.
You know that other one there? It's a man known as Spike.
Spike, huh? Keep my eye out.
Howdy, boys.
Morning, Big Messer. Spike.
Yeah, morning. What brings you two out here, anyway? Yeah.
Care for some beans? Got plenty of them.
Yes, sir, we got...
I came out here because I heard tell you said I was so ugly, I looked like I'd been bobbing for French fries.
And I heard tell that you were telling people that when I sit on the beach, cats try to bury me.
Huh? I never said anything of that sort.
That's what they said you said.
Who said we said?
People said.
That's right.
What people?
People in town.
All right, look, we ain't been in town for weeks.
Well, this was some time ago.
Yeah, they said you told them that I was so dumb it took me an hour to make minute rice. That my teeth are so yellow that cars slow down when I smile. That true?
Mm-mm. Never said anything of the sort.
Uh-huh. You never said I was fat?
Never did. Not me. Nope.
And you? Did you say I was fat?
Nope, never did.
People said you said I was fat and have a great big butt. And...
I didn't see it.
Well, besides that my butt was so big that when I haul ass, I have to make several trips.
Well, I don't...
Huh?
Don't know where they heard that. That's not from us. No,
I
sir.
Don't... Yeah.
Well, they said that you said that whenever I walk past a bathroom, the toilet flushes.
Oh, my.
Never said that.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm here to tell you that... You're going to pay for saying these things.
Wait a minute, Spike.
Come on.
Goddamn, Spike.
Yeah. I'm going to cut you off.
Don't do it, please.
Today.
No.
Yeah, me and Big Messer here.
That's right.
We control wireless internet in these parts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other parts,
please,
too.
Don't do it.
Your online days are over, pal.
Yeah. Your account has been closed. Your password has been revoked.
Please don't do that to me.
Hey, wait a minute.
Too cool.
Partner.
Huh? What?
You mean to tell me you had wireless access out here on the prairie all
this time? Long as we stayed close to the telegraph.
Well, you never told me that, for crying out loud.
Well, you never asked. What'd you think I was doing there, sitting there tapping away at my laptop?
Well, I thought you were, writing to Evelyn Bibelow.
Well, I was, actually.
Well, your days of writing to her are finished, mister.
That's right. You can get yourself a ballpoint pen and some postcards, pal. Well,
that don't beat all. If I'd have known you had wireless internet, then I could have found a whole new slew of jokes there.
Oh, you looking for new jokes?
Huh.
Here's one. The only thing attracted to you is the force of gravity.
Oh, hey, you're such a pig. When you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, they have to install a speed bump.
All right, now we're
oh, that hurt people.
Now, hey, fellas, what do you say we bury the hatchet?
Yeah.
Get a little bottle of rot-gut whiskey out here. What do you say about that?
Some pretty nasty root beer here, too.
What do you think?
A single root. Single root.
How about that?
Tastes like dirt, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty good to me.
All right, then.
Open a bottle here. There you go. Put a little rot-gut in there for consistency.
All right. I'll take care of that. There we go.
There you go.
There. Now, there's no reason not to be friends.
Well, it smells like darn good rot cut, to tell you that much.
It is.
Yep. All right, here we go. Here's to women and whiskey.
Women and whiskey.
Women, women especially, yes.
How about that, boys?
I didn't get married, Lefty. I couldn't do it because I'm in love with you. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I am.
I just don't think I'm the right person for you, Evelyn. I'm just too restless, that's all.
Guess I'm willing to take that chance.
I love you too much, Evelyn, to ever let you get mixed up with a person like myself.
Oh, Lefty.
Who's he talking to?
Lefty? Oh, he gets in this mood whenever he gets into the root beer.
Oh.
It's his lady love. They've broken up about 3 times.
Oh, so where is she now?
Well, he's not sure. Maybe Albuquerque, maybe Monteverde.
Wait.
Yeah?
Did you say Albuquerque?
That's right.
I had a gal in Albuquerque. Well, I used to. Gosh, haven't thought about her in years.
Well, you never told me about her.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful woman. Italian, I think she was.
Hey, I'm your best friend, Big Messer. I thought you would tell me these things.
Well, it was too painful to be talking about her.
You never could forget her, huh?
Never could.
I tell you.
Women. You can't live with them. You can't live without them.
Well, I had a gal in Albuquerque, too.
You did?
Yeah.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah, she was in love with me, and then...
And what?
It's too painful.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even talk about
it. Here's my hanky. You take it.
It's been 10 years, and I never got over her. Pamela.
What'd you say?
Pamela. Yeah, never could forget her.
In Albuquerque.
Yep, Albuquerque.
That was the name of my girl in Albuquerque.
Pamela?
That's right.
You got a picture of her?
I do right here in my holster.
Wait,
there she is.
What?
Why you?
Come here. Give me that picture. You didn't know Pamela.
Well, that was interesting, running into those two guys here.
Nice of them to beat each other up and save us the trouble.
You gonna keep in touch with your lady love?
Oh, I don't know. She's probably better off without me, I would say.
Well, that goes without saying.
Well, cowboy wasn't meant to be happy there. Dusty, it's one thing we ought to know by now. It's that happiness was not part of the deal here. Get all good and lonesome out on the trail, and then we long for the comforts of society and companionship, and we head to town, and 2 days later, we're ready to be lonely again. It's just the meaning of it all.
So, what are we meant to be there?
Well, we're meant to be cowboys, I guess.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
I have no idea. That's what we're trying to find out here.
All right, then.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by Scorched Earth Underarm Deodorant. When you haven't bathed for weeks and you suddenly run into a beautiful woman you need results fast for, reach for Scorched Earth Underarm Deodorant and Antiperspirant. Takes away the smell and most of the hair.
Sue Scott and Jim Russell, Mr. Fred Newman, and Mr. Tom Keith.
This is Chris Brown from the Open Heart Society. Please support CFRC, your community radio, coming to you on 101.9 FM.
The Four Directions Aboriginal Student Center, located at 146 Berry Street, offers resources and services for Aboriginal students at Queen's University. Among its many services, the center offers a Three Sisters Feast Weekly on Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. at the center, prepared by staff or a guest chef. The center is open daily, Monday to Friday, and hosts events throughout the year. For more information, visit queensu.ca/FDASC.
Five different DJs, 5 days a week. The Indie Wake Up Call, wrenching you from the perfect world of dreams to the harsh reality of the workday. Monday to Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on CFRC 101.9.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CFRC.
John Panette is an American actor and a stand-up comedian. He
He has toured the comedy club circuit since the 1980s, and he has appeared in cinema and television. Besides stand-up, John does impressions of the Chipmunks, Elvis Presley, Gollum from The Lord of the Rings, and an Ewok, as well as various ethnic accents. He occasionally sings from The Wizard of Oz in stand-up routines. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he graduated from Malden Catholic School in 1982. He started a career in accounting, but on the advice of friends, he left to pursue a career in comedy. He got a break when asked to tour with Frank Sinatra. John Panette is a regular guest on The Tonight Show and on The View. John Panette was in duets, Dear God, and Junior. He was a regular on the series Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and he starred as the carjack victim in the final episode of Seinfeld. John Panette was named Stand-Up Comedian of the Year by American Comedy Awards in 1999, and he received a Gemini Award nomination for his televised performance at the Montreal Comedy Festival in 2000. Here's John Panette on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I bought a house in Pennsylvania near my family. I have family that I'm always flying there to see. My sisters, my brother-in-laws, my nieces, my nephew, and I'll buy a house near my family. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm the youngest by 9 years. I have one sister in Pennsylvania. She's a health nut. We're very close. We go to a restaurant. I order. She said, he'll have a salad. So I have to order at another table and pretend to go to the bathroom a lot. My other sister, she's going to decorate my house because I'm always on the road. She's gonna be my interior decorator. Now, I don't know what that is. I grew up poor, and not the kind of poor where you go, we were poor, but we never knew it. I was certain of it. And I was not happy about it. Periodically, I would say, hey, just want you to know that I know we're poor. So, I can't do anything with a house anyways. I've lived on the road, you know, half of my life. When I bought the house in Vegas, the first week I put the dishes outside for room service. Home Depot, I went to Home Depot. First of all, you could die in there, they'd never find you. Second of all, I realized everything here needs assembly and started to hyperventilate and had to wait in a car. I can't work on anything in the house. If you can do home improvements, if you can do repairs, that's craft, that's God-given talent. I shouldn't do it. I just know I shouldn't do it. If something goes wrong, I call. It made a spark. I'm leaving now. Call me when it doesn't do that anymore. But I didn't have to worry about anything in Pennsylvania because I had my interior decorator to take care of the house for me. She's gonna decorate it. She's gonna shop for the furniture. She's dragged me to 80 furniture stores. I've lived there 18 months. We're still going to furniture stores. I almost killed one furniture guy. I said, I'll take this couch. We'll order it for you. It'll take 14 weeks. It's right here. Help me get it in the truck. No, this is our floor model. If we give you this, people won't know what we have. Yeah, but you don't have it, so help me get it in the truck. I went to one furniture store, I heard angels, ha ha ha, Lazy Boy. Yeah, my furniture's in there, it has my name on it. My sister brings stuff over every day that I'm off the road to decorate the house. She brought over a chestnut roasting pan. It's from the 18th century. Wow, that's great. I was walking around the kitchen the other day going, where's my chestnut roasting pan? I said, well, I guess I'll go get some chestnuts. She said, no, it's just to hang up on the wall. No! You'll pay $250 for that. Out of my money. I'm roasting chestnuts in it. I don't care if I burn the house down. I'm originally from Boston, as I said, and I have an autographed shirt of Larry Bird in my kitchen. I come back from the road, and it's been taken down and replaced with a picture of a giant pear. And she's in front of the pear going, now isn't that better? And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but what a giant pear! Was I eating a pear one day and going, this pear is so good. I wish I had something to remind me of it for the rest of my life. And then I asked her, I said, where's my Larry Bird shirt? Oh, I put that away. Where? She has a bad memory. And so I'm going, where? Away. Somewhere. And she does that with a lot of my stuff. She puts it away. So on my days off from the road, I walk around the house looking for all my stuff that's gone away. Why does everything I love go away? And the neighbors see me wandering around the house. Look at that poor little man. He wanders and he's so sad. They can see me because there's no blinds in the house. Yeah, I got an estimate for blinds. You know about blinds? They're expensive. I didn't know that. They want like $5,000. I'm not paying that. If I walk around naked long enough, the neighbors will chip in. How are you, Mr. and Mrs. Lipinski? My family ruined Thanksgiving for me. My first Thanksgiving in the house, I was gonna host it. I never hosted Thanksgiving. I was gonna have it catered. I wanted it to be done really nice. They said, no, you always take us to restaurants. We're gonna cater it for you. We'll bring the food. There's 10 of us. My sister brings a 12-pound turkey. Grace did not go the way I would have liked it to. Thank you, God, for the 12-pound turkey. I didn't know they made them that small. It must have got hit by a car. I hope it didn't suffer. Since there are 10 of us, tell me there are 9 more turkeys just like this in the kitchen. Tell me this is like the Cornish game hen of turkeys. And my other sister, the health nut, she brought the vegetables. She brought turnips. People bring stuff to your house. You want to be nice, gracious. How do you like my turnips? I don't think you're supposed to eat these. These suck with butter on them. And nothing sucks with butter on them. Turnips are a horrible vegetable and they show up during the holidays. Nobody cooks turnips on a weekly basis. What is with the turnip? First of all, you can't cook it. Can't cut it with any knife in the kitchen. You have to bounce it off the concrete for an hour to soften it up. Then you have to boil it for 8 hours. If it's that difficult, the turnip doesn't want to be eaten. Turnips are a root vegetable. They grow in the ground. That means at the beginning of the world, God made the turnip and said, no. This didn't come out right. Gabriel, try this. Oh, you don't like it either, huh? I was gonna put it on a tree, but you know what? I'll bury it and they won't find it. Yeah, well, some idiot dug it up and brought it to my house for Thanksgiving.
The year was 1966, 3 years before the well-known Stonewall riots. In the Tenderloin district of San Francisco, a rapid development of the area had caused many transgender people into more low-income housing and to the streets. As cross-dressing was illegal at the time, in San Francisco, many people had difficulty securing employment. In addition, police enforcement had increased its pressure within the community. The heated relationship between the trans community and police exploded during an altercation between a police officer and a transgendered patron in Gene Compton's cafeteria. An officer attempting to arrest a trans woman was paid in kind with a cup of coffee to his face. The riot began and spread to the streets, whereby a police car was destroyed. The next night brought more members of the trans community with Tenderloin street folks and other members of the queer community to picket Compton's cafeteria, which had refused to let transgender people back in. The riot marked a turning point in queer organizing and LGBT history. Do you know your Pride history?
Thank you. This is the opera. Hello, I'm David Smith, and I'd like to invite you to explore the exciting world of opera with me every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on CFRC. We'll listen to opera excerpts, full-length operas, and profiles of artists past and present. Please join me every Sunday from 11 till 1 for This is the Opera.
So many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhyme. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing my song for you. You taught me precious secrets, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better. So if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in there hiding. Space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you're a friend of mine. Ooh. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you. Song for you. Oh, for you.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and